Vani Svilosi Lucho Hashem Eis Rotzen. As Abraham Elf said, there's called an Eis Rotzen by Hashem. Eis Rotzen means when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Makabo the Twilis. Is Amos by Eis Rotzen? When is it an Eis Rotzen, a good time to daven in front of Hashem? Bishoa Shatziba Mispalin. It's the same time when the Tzibur is davening, Tzibur, but Tzibur, no matter where you are, even if you are at home, it's an image to daven at that time. Because that time is when Hashem is Makabo the Twilis.
Yeah.
Stavra, this is a big Indian here. To daven the same time that davening. This is a big amount. There's a amount of the Muslims say that Shas Rotzen. So Rashi, Tabrashi, Eish Rotzen, Alma Yesho Hashisha Rotzen. There's a special time when Hashem is Merutzah. And that's when the Tzibur is down. We have Yesho Grabbe Chanin Orma Mihoch from another Pasuk. Pasuk says, Koyama Hashem, V'yesh Rotzen Anisecha. There's an Eish Rotzen, that's when Hashem entered us. Mashman is a special time of an Eish Rotzen. We have Ba'achot Grabbe Chanin Orma Mihoch from another Pasuk. Hein Kael, Kabir V'lo Yimus. He's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kabir means from a lot of people, from a tzibur of a lo yimus. Means when a tzibur davens, the Kodesh Baruch won't be mamayis. He won't like not listen to the tzvilis. Another pasuk says, "Podeh b'shalom nafshi mikorvli." The Kodesh Baruch should be praised to me and should help me. Why? Ki berabim hoyu imodi. Because there are a lot of people with me, which means he daven b'tzibur. So in the daven b'tzibur, that's a koyach that tzvilis should be nena. It's an ace rotzen. Trashi kabir lo yimus. Means tefillah sarabim lo yimus. When you have a lot of people, kabbah means a lashon of a gibber, a lot. Together, then it's lo yimus, Hashem will zicha listen. Mikarlis drashim milchomes habois alai kid rabim ho yimodi, she espalui me, that they're locked up and with me in tefillah betzibah. Tanya nami hochi, Rabbi Nosin oimer, minayin shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu moyes betfilosin sharabim. How do we know the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not meyes, is not the angry, like, they're not miyas, because it's filish rabim. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Hein kel kabir v'lo yimus." The Kodesh Baruch Hu is not miyas with a tefillah of a rabim. Oksiv, another pasuk says, "Podeh b'sholem nashi mikorovli." The same pasuk that he daven b'rabim, he daven b'tzibur. So some say the chiddush is that even Amol is rishoyim davening in shul also, or some it's not so nice. So maybe because of him, Hashem should be memayas from the tefillah. Kamashma, no. And the tzibur, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is merutzah like for everybody. Mifnei Zera, Moshe has a true son. Somebody asked for Moshe Shaila. He says that Yeshiva Bacha, he could daven better, more kavon if he davens at home, the Yechidus. If he davens in shul, he can't have so much kavon, because he's afraid of the tzibur. But if he davens home privately, he could have much more kavon. What's all this? Is it better to daven at home with more kavon or to daven b'tzibur for Rabin? So Moshe answered him that if he davens b'tzibur, I call upon him, he could have the portion of tefillah he's supposed to have, which is the Pirus Amilus of the first Brocho, and Stam have a Kavon Yidavon with Hashem, Avad Yishadavon B'tzibur. Because he learns from this Gemara, he says a Chiddush. The Gemara says there's an Eis Rotzim, if Yidavon B'tzibur, Hashem will be Mekabel Yitzvila. That means if Yidavon B'yichidah, it is not so posh that Hashem will be Mekabel Yitzvila. You say if you go wandering off, your minds wander off, you don't daven so good, it's a Shalom, Hashem will be Mekabel enough. So Moshe says on the Tzad Hashem is not Mekabel, the Pshad is not called daven, as if he didn't daven Shachos that day. So then, if you daven home, it's a big suffix if you eat the tefillah altogether. Mashenka, if you daven the minyan, you fazichit, that at Kolponim you have the kavona, the least kavona you're supposed to have, it's called an ace rot, and Hashem will listen to the tefillah. So if a Moshe writes there that the person, even if you think you can have more kavona at home, it's more rather to daven betzibur. Right? Foksit, pid, apodash, pisholam nafshi mikorvli. Omra kodesh borchu. What Shem this pasuk? The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Koloistik b'teira, over gemilas chasodim umispalu." He does all three together. Imispalu imatzibur is malani amala ni olov kilo podeni li levni mebein umasoylim. It's like a tzas kibbutz Golias, like he was part of from the shibuta from the Golias that we're in now. But the pshat is that they say, "But after churban abayis, the tefillah we're missing the koyach of avoda, and our avoda is tefillah." But tefillah is still not the same. The way it was in the base of Middash was a bigger mos tefillah, bigger mos avoda. So the tefillah, the davening, the learning is also missing something. Without tefillah, without the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, even the daven, even the learning is missing. If you daven b'tzibur, so then the tefillah, the geshmak tefillah, it's main the tefillah of the Beis Hamikdash. So mainly the learning is also good, also. That's what it sounds. After davening, we say Yirotzon Shibona Beis Hamikdash, the same chokeinu b'serusecha. That we mispala right after tefillah, there should be a Beis Hamikdash, and then the same chokeinu b'serusecha will be able to learn better also, because it goes together. Now, avodah and tefillah go together. Say that's the smilest. Somebody's oisik in learning and davening, but see, but together that chain of building back the Beis Hamikdash, that you point at Kodesh Baruch Hu, you put on a leel of them benu masoilu. Omer Rosh Lakish, call me sheyesh loy Beis Knesset biroi. If you have a shul in Yishtot, and this is going at those times they only had one shul in the city. V'ein a nichnas, you don't come into shul. Ein nichnas shom nispalel is nikra shochin ra. Pasha direct, you call the bad neighbor. And Pasha, the bad neighbor means you have a neighbor never comes to visit you. It's called the bad neighbor. Here also, if there's a shul and you never come to shul, you call the shochin ra. Shenam and the pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, al kol shcheinei heroyim, all the bad shcheinim, hanoigim benachlo. The nageim means they make bear to my nachlo, means Eretz Yisrael, asher enchalti yes ami yes Yisrael, that I put to Klal Yisrael. So Pasha means like in Eretz Yisrael, the nachlo in Eretz Yisrael, you're being nageya, you're ruining it. For lo yoi, Elishagorim Golias Ler Lavona. You make a seed, but there should be Golis. Shenemer Hini Noitsha Meyal Admosim. I take them all from the Eretz Yisrael. Vias Beis Yehuda Etzesh Mitoichim. I'll uproot Beis Yehuda from Eretz Yisrael. So this brought down that, let's say you have two shuls in the shtot. So you don't have to go to every shul. Abi, you go to one shul, is also good. It means you don't go to any shuls. And which shul to go to? The Agantha Lokas, which one? Because in the Psalms, the Pasuk says, "Haroyim hanoigim benachlo," that you negeya benachlo. So l'chur nachlo means in Eretz Yisrael. So l'chur, the Masha says, this is good in Bati Kaneisias in Eretz Yisrael. L'chur, we're talking about any place, even in Bavel. So if you have a shul in Bavel, what does it got to do from the Pasuk nachlo? We're talking about an Eretz Yisrael. So Machm is there. Machm is the next Gemara we'll soon see. The Masha says the famous word. And about the Gemara says in Megillah that our seed in Bati Kaneisias liyisakel Eretz Yisrael. And when Mashiach comes, there'll be a kibbutz golius, all the Yidden will go to Eretz Yisrael, and who are then all the Bati Kaneisias will also be uprooted and taken into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Mashiach says the Pshat is right now, every Beis HaKnesses has a main Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael right now. So therefore, it's good to postulate, if you don't come into Shul, means you don't come into a Nachla of Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael, it's as if you're being Nageya in a Nachla. You're being Nageya to Eretz Yisrael itself. And the Pshat is in the next Gemara also. Omaleil Reb Yechinen. Somebody told Reb Yechinen. Iko Sada the Bovel. There's an old person in Bovel. An alpha Yid is living in Bovel. Is Tamar, Reb Yechinen, to me, how could it be an old person living in Bovel? The Omar says in the Postik, Laman Yubu Yemechim Yemevenechim Al Huadoma. Ksiv. Abo Bechutz Loritz Loi. The Postik says, where's going to be in Arichas Yomim? Laman Yubu Yemechim Yemevenechim Al Huadoma. Adoma means Eretz Yisrael. So if you live in Eretz Yisrael, then you should have an Arichas Yomim. But here, living in Bavel, how could it be somebody's living long? Right? And so the terrace was, Kivan the Amalei, when they told Rabbi Yechinen, Mekadmi Machash Levei Kanishta, that this person used to come early in the morning to Shul and leave late from Shul, as he was a long time in Shul. Omar, then Rabbi Yechinen says, Hainu the Ahani Luhu. Now we understand this helped him to have an Arichas Yomim. So the Kash of the Masharias is right, what's the terrace though? Good, he had this chus, he came into shul, he stood there a long time, but the kashrut, the pasuk says, Laman yibu yimeichem al ha'adama. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have an arichas yomim. In the chutz l'aretz, you won't have an arichas yomim. So what's the teretz that he stood in shul long? So the mashal, the same shot, that since the bati kaneisiyah will be nis'akir, be ma'isam shir, go to Eretz Yisrael, so right now it has that main kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So if you stay a long time in shul, it's as if you're living in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, pass to have an arichas yomim. Kediyomer of Yeshua ben Levi Libnei, like Yeshua ben Levi told his children, Kedimi v'chashichi, come early to shul and leave late from shul. V'yayvel avay kanish to come into shul. Hiheche v'tereichu chayim. Today that you'll have an arichas yom, you'll live long. Because the pshat is, then there'll be a kim of the pasuk, l'man yibu yemech, mevnechem al ha'adama. That's called, you're in the adama if you stay in shul. Rashi Mekadim Yishachvus Mechashvi Arvus Kloima Marichim Beis HaKnesses. He stood a long time in shul. Omar Rav Acha Rebbe Chanina. Micro, what's the right? Where's this posik? that says you'll have an Arichas Yom if you come to Shul. Ashra Yodim Shemeili Lishka Daldoi Soisai Yom Yom Lishma Mezuzah Is Pischi. The Poshim means to come to Dalsais, means the Eibishter's house, which is the Beit HaKnesses. Uksiv Basra, the Pasuk says, Ki Moitzim Motze Chaim. He's going to find Chaim, he's going to have an Arichas Yom. So by staying in Shul, you'll have an Arichas Yom. Omer Rab Chizda. Liyolam Yikoneis Odom Shteit Sochim Beit HaKnesses. When you come to Davin in Shul, you should walk in two doors. For the Gemara, Shnei Pesachim Sagat Baitav, does it mean you have to mamish walk in through two doors? Ela Ein Moshir Shnei Pesachim. V'yachakach Yisbalu. You should walk into the Shul, a shear of walking in two doors, a malad door, let's say, is a few amis, a few feet. So you should walk in at least 8 feet or 4 feet into the Shul, and then Davin. And not Davin by the door as soon as you come in. There's a lot of pshat in what the Hezbir is. Let's see Rashi. Rashi shir shnei psochim means roichav, the width of it. Yikonas lifnim. Shlayeshu some of the pesach. You shouldn't daven just by the door itself. The nirolov kamasi, equal base of kinesis. Yei mezumin some of the pesach lotseis. It looks like it's a big tirda for you to come stay in shul, and as soon as you could, you want to get out. That's why you're staying by the door. It's not nice to daven by the door. It's brought down, but let's say the shul is full, Kainora, and it has seats all over, and Punkta's seat is by the door, be mutla just chat. Because it's not nika like you want to leave, that's your seat, like the whole row, every row is taken, so this chat will be mutla. Another pshat is, shir means that as soon as you come into shul, you shouldn't start davening the first second. Have a little yishav adas. Like, first wait these few seconds till you get your mind into daven, and then start davening. So shir shnei psachim means wait that time that it takes you to walk in the few amis, and then start davening. Don't just come off the street right away and start saying ashrei. Wait 2 seconds. And the Maaseh was supposed to know with both pshatim. Right? Alzois yispalo kolchose, the Pasuk says, for this you should daven eilecha le'eis motzei. To an eighth of matzah of finding something. But what does this mean? What's called the eighth matzah? What's an Indian to daven for? Omer Rabbi Chanina leis matzah zuisha. That means before you have chasna to find a good wife, you should pass the daven to Hashem. Is this bashkocha? Bashkocha from Hashkodesh Baruch, you should daven. Shenemar matzah isha matzah toy. If you find an isha, you found a good isha. So Mary is the pass to daven for this. Joshi yispalu leis matzah, has yispalu shiyu mitzuyin like yishikstorach. Then when comes the time you need these things, you should daven for it. Yes, matzah, that's right. Pemarovo in Eretz Yisrael, kinosev inish, when a person got na kinosev inish itza, when a person married a wife, amulei, you should tell the chosem mishas the chasna. Amulei hochi, matzah oi moitzah, is what type of an issue do you have? Do you have a matzah or a moitzah? There are two types of wives. Matzah, do you have a matzah, lichtiv matzah, isha matzah toi. That means you got a good wife. That's called matzah. The yofid retzayin Hashem. Very good. It's bibetachin. You have a good bracha. Matzah. What about maybe you have a matzah? That means the chsiv. O matzah ani mar mimovis. What's bitter? What's worse? Then misa es ishara. That's a bad wife. So Mela, they used to ask the chosin, what type of a wife do you have? Do you have a good wife or a bad wife? So who is Philip Loyim? You don't ask the chosin, mishas chasna. Ishtay before, mishas shaduchim, you can ask him. But mishas the chasna is too late already. What do you mean you ask him, is a good wife or a bad wife?
Okay,
so, he doesn't know yet, that's
5 years later.
Okay. So, Nesivas learns Pshat, Nemeth, the Pshat is like this, that it's like they're giving Musa to the Chosin, to tell the Chosin, you should know it's up to you. Every wife could turn out to be a good wife, and every wife could turn out to be a bad wife. And it depends how you're going to be Madrucha. If you'll be Madrucha and teach her the right derech, you start off right, on the right step, you'll be Motze Toiv. But tell me, you're going to be a poet right now and start do bad things right now, you're going to end up with a bad wife. So they told the Musa, B'shas T'chasna, it's up to you to find out what type of wife she'll be. And this is good in the Pshat before also. Every wife could be good and could be bad. So Mela Pasta, Davin Tashem also, that she should be good. Right, Reb Nosen Normal Yeis Motze Zuter. To learn Torah, pass to Davin Tashem, that he should give us Koyach and Bina to learn. Shenema ki moitza motza chayim. And it's talking about Torah. We have Nachman Rab Yitzchok Amal Yeis motza zu misa. It passed to Davin that when it comes a time when you have to have misa, you should have a misa toiv. Like we'll soon see, there are 903 different types of misa. Some are more painful, some are less painful. So it passed to Davin now that when it comes a time for your misa, you should have a good misa. Shenema Rapostik says, La mois toitzois.
What does that mean? On Mavis, it says Lashon Toitzoi, it was Lashon of Motza. So Melais Motza means the singing of Davin for Misa. Tanya Namayochi. Teisha Meyais Visholish Mina Misa Nivru Boilim. There are 903 different types of Misas on the world. Shenema La Mavis Toitzois. Toitzois Begamatri Hochi Hevi. Kosha Shibakulan, what's the worst type of a Misa? Asachra, type of choking. Shrashi Asachra, Ishtalidna Balaz, Shebatecha Guf. So you can't breathe. Nicha Shebekulam, what's the easiest type of a Misa? Nishika. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron got. Nishika, Hashem kisses you. That's the easiest type of a Misa. So tomorrow, Asachra, what's this choking doyma to? Damya kechizra begavavo diyamra. You have a ball of wool, and you pull it between chizra, between thorns. That every piece gets caught in the thorn. When you're pulling it, it's very hard to pull it out of the thorns. So liachure nashra. Every piece gets stuck on the thorns. You can't pull a piece of wool through thorns. So drashi kechizra begavo diyamra liachure nashra kanfei hasirim hanisachachim begizas hatemer. That means the pieces of wool get stuck in these thorns. Kishodem noitik v'chazoko mashdech locher sheyesh shloy natek atzemri mo. Some pieces of tzemer will zichah get caught in the thorns. So it's a hard type of a mitzvah. When the neshama comes out, it doesn't come glatt out of the goof, but like it gets stuck in the thorns. It's very hard to get the neshama out of the goof. So that's a lot of tzar. Vika diyamri kipitura bevi veshtet v'fi veshtet. It means also when you're trashy, yeshu kindness, yamu kindness to yam, yesh boi mekoim esheinu makabu bazel, umechabrim luchei hasvina de chavolim v'yaklim, sheetoichvim v'nekove v'toikin oise v'doichi. Means the svina doesn't take metal. Umechabrim luchei hasvina de chavolim, they have to use a string to tie the sides of the ship. And you have a hole there, and the string has to go through the hole. And it's very hard to pull the string through the hole, like it's a thick string going through a small hole. So it's also a mashal how the neshama leaves the goof. And it's very, very hard for the neshama to leave the goof. So that's a very hard misa. Nishika zatimara damya kemashko benisa b'mechalba. If you want to take out a hair for milk, and if a hair fell into milk, there's no cure at all. You just pull it straight out. It is all a muscle how the neshama leaves the goof. It goes out of the goof very easy. So, man, since there are different type of mises, it's passed to daven that you should have a misa type. We have yechel normal yes motzer zu kfura. Thinking of your kfura, that you should be zeichet the kfura. Before I should bring down the kfura, the beginning of a kapara, it's mechapra for a person. And the wadin is needing to have the kfura right away. You're not supposed to have lina. The longer you wait, it's more mazikim, shedim, medabik in you. It's a lot of tsar for the nifter. So the needing to have the kfura as soon as possible. So pass to daven now when you're alive, that it comes as mana kfura, you'll have a good kfura, and it'll be done now fast. Omer v'chanina maikro, ha'asmeichim alai gil yasisu ki yimotsu kakover. When I'll find you, the kever, I said, then I'll be happy. Like the tsar went away already. Omer Rabba Barav Shila, Hainu the Yam Rinshas of people say, Li boy inish rachmi, Persian Kedavin, Afilu wa dibuli bas raita, Shalma, until the last piece shovel of dirt is covers him. So as a pastor Davin, that's when you have Shalom, when the Kfura finished. So a pastor Davin now that you'll be Zaycha to have a good Kfura. So Drashi, Zibula, apply the Balaz, before Drashi, Zibule bas raita Shalma, Shieloi Sholem kol yimei chayov v'yaf b'yom kfurosa, even the day they bury you. Ad hashlochis ofrach roina, so the last bit of offer that's run on top of you. Shebekisu kfurosa, yes, that's the Gemara kfura, and we're saying kfura is ninyan to mechapa you, and it takes away the shedim, so it's ninyan to have it good and done fast.
Shedim removed in the kfura? You said the shedim removed in the kfura?
They don't come to you anymore. Before the kfura, the shaydan have shlita over you. Mazutram Omar li eis motza. What's called this eis motza you should daven for? Ze beis akise. What does that mean? And I'm beis akise. Rashi li eis motza beis akise. She edar b'mokim sheish beis akise somachlay. Your house where you live should be near a beis akise. Lefi shoisa kaka shel bovel metzula mayim. There's a lot of water, pits there of water. They couldn't dig ditches any place. His amo didn't have our base of kisses. You start to go outside in the field and dig a hole and make the base kisses. But it's richim lotzes besodas ushlachim yoyim. Amo poshid, you lived in a bad place. You had to walk a half a mile, a long place, so you could find the base of kisses. So poshid guret, it's a big tirda. Like you say, you're not supposed to eat until your nifme goes to base of kisses first. So every time you're home, you want to start eating the soda, you have to take a long walk to the field and come home. Poshid, it's a big tirda. Amri Marov and Atzio, they said, Hodema Zutra Difimikula. This is the biggest thing to daven for. The biggest thing to daven for is you have a basic kisei right next to your house that makes life easy. Those of Pipashtis. Harpenigla, the Gros says that the Indian from the basic kisei in Chazal means taking away Machshavas Ruiz. You know, to get like a Beis HaMusa. It's taking away the playlist of your Machshava to throw it away. So that's an Indian to make sure you have a place where you can go to throw away the bad Machshavas you have. So that's very important to have. That's the whole Derech HaChaim. You have to go on the right Derech, not to have bad machshavas to do bad things. Oma le rovo le rafras rafram ba popo. Le molon mar, tell us something, mehani mila ma yisor viyamat mishmei de Rav Chisda, the mila de vaykinishta. Tell us some halachas about davening in shul that you heard from Rav Chisda. Oma le hochi yom Rav Chisda. Here's what Rav Chisda said. Maidich says, what's shown the posse? O Yavashem, Sharei Tzion, Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. Kodesh Baruch Hu lights Sharei Tzion from Kol Mishkanos Yaakov. It means, O Yavashem, Sheorim Ham Tziorim Bahalocha. Kodesh Baruch Hu lights like a base of Medrash, a place where they learn Torah, Yoysa Miboti Knesidis. It has more Kedusha than a place where they only daven. Just come to daven. Umiboti Midrashis. And for Boti Knesidis, the Boti Midrash means they only learn Medrash. But if you learn halacha, that has a more of a kedusha. Well, behind the diyomer of Chiyah Barami, Mishmei Deula, Miyoyim Shechorah Beis Hamikdash Yefter Churban Abayis, Ein Lo like Kodesh Baruch Hu Balomoi, we as a Kodesh Baruch Hu like live in this world, Ela Arba Amos Shel Halacha Bavad. Only Arba Amos Shel Halacha. If you have a place to daven with the Beis Hamedrash, where they learn there also, or yeshiva, the thing is to daven there more than to daven in a regular shul, which you don't have a place of learning halacha. Shashi Yam Tzionim, Tzion V'yasif V'tzibur. V'yomer Abayis Atzabayim, Ereisha V'garistna V'goy Beisa. Beginning, Abay used to learn at his house. V'matzlina V'vei Kanishta. Come to davening Shachmas, he would go to shul to davening shul. V'kiv V'dishaman Allah, the Yomer Abchiyah Barami. Mishmei D'ulo, the what? The Miyoyim Shechor Beis HaMikdish. Ein Ola Kodesh Baruch Hu B'lo Me'ela Abash El Abamash Malocha B'vad. That now a Kodesh Baruch Hu only lives in the Dalet Amos Shel Halochom Loyhevei Matlina Lehechi De Garisna. He only used to daven the same place where he used to learn. There's an Indian to daven in the place where you learn from this pasuk. That Oyvei Hashem Sharei Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. And Rav Ami Rabasi Afagav Dehevi Lutreisa Bekenishta B'Tveria. They lived in Tveria and there were 13 shuls there. Abolei Matli Elabene Amudi Hechi De Garisna. They only used to daven between the walls, Ben Amudi, where they used to learn. Because they hold that's more choshev where you learn. Oh, that's the machloket Rishonim. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi, Ben Amudi, Shebeis HaMedrash, Nochen Aleihem Melmala. The Amudim, they hold up the Beis HaMedrash. So, see, the Rishonim over here. Lalochet's brought down this only providing you have a tzibur. Means the question to daven betzibur, or daven home, where you learn, we hold our Bible better than daven betzibur. But if you could have 10 people come to daven, where your kaveya, based on medrash, or as a question of going to a shul where it has 100 people, even though usually b'roivam hadras melech is an Indian, if you have two shuls, an Indian to go to a shul that has more people. Because b'roivam hadras melech. But if it's a question of a place where they learn there also, then that's other. Providing there's a minion there. But the best place to daven is a place where they learn the kvis.
Between a small place where you have a minion where you learn and a large shul.
Right, then there'll be a place where they learn big spheres. That's right. That's all this. And the pshat is always, yeah, before that, like the Moshe says, for tefillah you need a nice rotz, you need a kodesh baruch, which will be mekabel the tefillah. So since in a place our kodesh baruch lives, we're a place with dal rama shalocha, kodesh baruch lives there, so it's more of a nice rotz, the tefillahs will be more mekabel in a makam where there's learning. Right of Yom Rabchiya Barami, Mishmei Deula, Godol Hanenem Yegiya, Kapoy, yes it should be, Yoisim Yirei Shemayim. is venena from your own work, it's more chashiv than yirei shemayim. There's a lot of different shot in what this means. Dilo gabi yirei shemayim by yirei shemayim tziv ashrei ish yirei as Hashem. That's all. Ashrei, it's good for you. Vilo gabi nenim yigia. If somebody's nenim yigia, pashir means he makes his own panos, he makes his own living. Iksiv yigia kapecha ki seichel ashrecha b'tevloch. If you give a kafech, if you work your own panosa, then it says Ashrecha b'teilduch v'dashin Ashrecha b'olam azem v'teilduch l'olam abo. V'gab yirei shemayim v'teilduch l'iksivdei. It doesn't say teilduch. So if what's better, hanenim yigia kapoi mi yirei shemayim. So there's a lot of different pshatim. Pashtim pshatim, they say, that if you could work and make your own panosa, not have to take from other people, that's other than start being yirei shemayim and taking money from other people. That's Mikir Adin. Hagam, Hainti could sign there was some to know, who is a bit shallow, what's that from a kolo then? How do you have a kolo? A kolo is people sit and learn, and they get support from other people. Who of this Gemara is God, you give a kapai. So the Gdelim say, well, Hainti could do it, it changed a little. Because Amola could sign, it was possible to have the Tanoim, they used to make their own Tanoim, and they learned over the day. But today, it's very hard to do that. Once you start doing a little work, it's hard to keep in time in learning the whole time. So it's hard to learn Kol Tarkula that way. Therefore, if eight servants, the Gdelim say it's more than the Chav Tzayim, so that the Mishnah Berurah already, that's more Kedai to sit and learn in Kailul, even though you have to take money from someplace, somebody else. Because today, it's hard to do the other way, of making your own panos and sitting and learning the Torah. So the question, should the Torah be learned or not, how about the Torah should be learned? But in the Gemara's time, it was passed like Hillel. Hillel used to go out and chop wood, make his 3 pennies a day, and he's a panos himself. And the rest of the day, he would sit and learn. So when they had that curse, they could do it. So if he could do it, that's odd. But they say this man is there, it's much harder. The Stifler writes in the Tshuva now, very stark about this. And then there's any yeshiva man that wants to be a bagaivinik, that says, I'm not going to take money. I'd rather sechveis work on little, he calls it a big bagaivinik. That today, if you get money, you have to take it, because that's the way you can learn the mnucha. If you have to much as this, and this and this, you're not going to be able to learn. It's kedai right today to take the money that you can learn the mnucha. But meikar adin, you give a kapa is a big thing. That's one shot, that's Poshe shot. The ground and the seed of learning, you give a godla nenim, you give kappa, means you could do mitzvahs piyava. It means you have simcha doing the mitzvah. And yirei shemayim means you do the mitzvah. It's not as yirei shemayim, but you have no hanor, you have no yigia kappa, you have no hanor by doing the mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara means. Godla nenim, yigia kappa means when you do the mitzvahs, you have hanor. You feel happy and proud that you're doing it, so that's a bigger madrega than stop doing the mitzvahs with yirei shemayim. Just stop of being afraid.
You
should live next to your Rebbe, because you'll be afraid to do things, because him and Rebbe's there, he'll see you, he'll tell you off. She calls the man Shashimi Ben Geri Kayim, Leinos to Shleimev Bas Paro. His dad was Shleimev Melech's Rebbe, and he didn't marry Bas Paro then, because he's afraid of his Rebbe. Kedemorai Akasha Vatanya, another price says, Al Yidur, don't live next to your Rebbe. Better off you live away from your Rebbe.
All right, to turn over. So the more answers like this. I Vatanya, we learned, Al Yidur, do not live next to your Rebbe. So the more answers, Lakasha is Nostira. I'll tell you, hode kaifle, hode le kaifle. If you listen to your Rebbe, you bent down, you accept him, then you should live next to him. You'll be afraid to do averis. Rashi says, im kofofu le rabbe le kabo techochos. You receive, if he rebukes you, then it's kedai to live next to him. But if not, then do not live next to him. Now the Gemara says, omer rafun rabbi Yehuda, omer Rebbe Menachem, omer rabami. My dichsiv, what does the pasuk say? V'yoyz v'Hashem yichlu. People that leave Hashem will be destroyed. Somewhere it says, zeh ha-maniach sefer Torah. Someone leaves the sefer Torah. V'yoyz and goes out. And the Bach says, it means kishu pasuach. When the sefer Torah is open and you leave, that's not right. Rabbi Avua, Nofek ben Gavra, Gavra. Avua went out between one Gavra, between one Aliyah and another Aliyah.
As soon as they opened the sefer Torah and started to lane, no matter what reason you have, you want to go outside, you shouldn't go outside then. It's called Gizoyin HaTorah. B'shas Delaney, you shouldn't leave. It's called, it's a Kolol of Yichlo. Vashenke, Megav Lagavra, then you're allowed to leave. It's not a Gizoyin to the Sefer Torah. It is brought down, I feel you have a big service to leave also. The Moshul, the Rosh Hashulchan says, let's say a person has to go to the Beit HaKisei.
So Ocher is in the middle of Krishma, Brichas Krishma, right then you have to go to the Beis Kisei. You're allowed to stop and go. But Hashem came, when you started Davos Shemon Esrei, when you started, you didn't have to go. In the middle of Shemon Esrei, you get an urge to go, you're not supposed to stop davening. You're supposed to finish davening at the end, go. So Rosh Hashanah said the same thing applies here. Bishas, they start Kriyas HaTorah, even if you have to go to the Beis Kisei, you shouldn't go then. You should wait until Ben Gavra Gavram. Because it's obvious, Kovod HaTorah than Kovod HaBriyah. Hey, to leave the Sefer Torah, Bishas HaLeinim, is called the Bizoyan to the Torah. So it's a pretty chomdi gazach. Percentage, if it's Pekuach Nefesh, if you have to go, you have to go. But if it's not a case of Pekuach Nefesh, even though something is very important, you should not leave while that reading the Sefer Torah. You should wait till at least Ben Gavra Gavra. Boyer Rav Popo, Ben Psukul HaPsukim, Mahu Teku. What about Ben Psukul HaPsukim? So the Mepharshim say the Pshat is that in that time, they used to lane one Pesuk, and then the Meturgim used to say the Targum of it. That's called Ben Pesuk, when they're not reading, when they're not laning from the Sefer Torah, just the Targum is repeating it over in Targum. It says we don't have the same Psukul HaPsukim, because we just have Kfeter laning. Okay, but we wouldn't be negated. And that's more than Teku. We have Sheshis Madarape Begorit. So Shesh used to turn his head around while they were learning Kriyas HaTorah, and he used to learn his Gemara. Omar, he said, Anan Vididan, I'm doing what I'm doing, my learning. But you know, but it's all, either the killer is laning, let them lane. But I'm doing something else. So the big shal, what of Sheshis Heter was, the Taisus says that the Pshal of Sheshis was a person of Terosem and Osei. That he was never Mavat in the second Tzmat of the day, he always was learning. So such a person as that has a Heter, like not to listen to Kriyas HaTorah and to learn. That was Rosh Hashanah. But Bayos, Banata, Madregam, the Vada is a Chiyah to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. So the Baal Al Gemar just discusses about leaving. But who are then is brought down Lach about talking? If you talk while there's Kriyas HaTorah, it's the same thing. That's called you be Mavat the Torah. So during the Kriyas HaTorah, it's also talk. Then Gavra the Gavra, it depends. If you have something short to talk, it's mutter. But if you want to talk something that takes a long time, first you have to find the heter for it, because if that is the gzera, you'll be nimshach. You'll continue talking even while they're laning. That's what happens most times. When you get into a conversation, you first stop, you have to be laning already a pasuk or two. And that is, first there's no heter for that. Is while they're laning, there's no heter for talking. The only heter to talk, ben gavra gavra, if you can talk something short. Or else you want to learn something short that you know for sure you're going to stop by the time they start laning. But as I use it, I'm taking a shmuz, first there's no heter for that. Because, what? That, no. The Iker is b'shas kriya. After Rashi, I think Rashi someplace else says it. They say someplace, some little person say, Hamniach Sefer Torah means when they start kriya, when they start laning it. Not when they put it down, not when they open it up. It's when they have to start laning. Then it's the bizoyan to walk out or to start talking. Weiter. Omer Rafuna Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Ami. Lo'olam yashlem odam pashu yoysa v'matiba. A person should finish mavetzed, resign imatiba, pasha means by that Shabbos. And pasha pshat imatiba means when they lay the Torah Shabbos in the morning. That's when you should also finish, or be finished by then, mavetzed. Shnayi mikra, that means saying two times the mikra of the Torah. V'yechat targum, one time saying targum. The Afilo Iteris V'divayim.